Hello, and welcome to the podcast of the September edition of the AES Journal. I'm Agnieszka Roginska. Among the AES, there's much excitement about the upcoming 127th convention in New York from October 9th to the 12th. Join us to walk the exhibition floor and see the numerous sessions, including a new game audio track featuring the latest and greatest in games. In the September issue of the AES Journal, audio forensics stands out as the primary theme. As the audio community mourns the death of Richard Sanders, one of the leading academic lights in the field, we publish two reviewed papers and an article on the state of the art in audio forensic techniques. Accompanying these are two further papers, one on loudspeakers and the other on directional audio coding. There's also a white paper on the best practices in network audio, prepared by one of the Society's technical committees. The way in which small variations in the electrical power network can facilitate audio forensic examination are described in a fascinating paper by the pioneer of this method, Catalin Grigoras. He shows how small amounts of hum can leak into forensic recordings, and how these can provide a unique time signature. Discontinuities, or multiple hum components, can be used to identify lack of integrity or editing. By comparing this information with a database of power line frequency variations stored over many years, the exact time of a recording can be easily identified. Bruce Koenig and Douglas Lacey provide a valuable summary of formal forensic authentication procedures in the second paper this month, which concentrates on digital audio recordings. They show how these procedures have been updated as a result of the transition from analog to digital, including aspects such as technical equipment, digital authenticity protocols, evidence handling, and expert testimony. Four case studies are offered to illustrate the application of these formal processes in real-world situations. Continuing their investigation of distributed mechanical parameters of loudspeakers, which began last month, Wolfgang Klippel and Joachim Schlechter venture into the field of diagnostic tests. Considering the mechanical vibration of a loudspeaker drive unit, they explain how metrics such as the accumulated acceleration level can be used to interpret vibration patterns. Apparently, the smoothness in this metric is useful for predicting peaks in the sound pressure level curve. Juha Vilkamo and his colleagues describe aspects of directional audio coding in the final paper of this month's edition. This perceptual method for reproducing spatial audio uses existing microphones and surround sound configurations, but the direction and diffuseness information are separated in an analysis stage. This enables the original signals to be remapped into a set of virtual microphones corresponding to the reproduction setup, so that a convincing spatial experience can be reproduced on an alternative system. The authors show how listening tests were used to evaluate the performance and find that mean opinion scores were almost always good to excellent. In Standards News, you can find out the latest about libraries and archives, audio metadata, and loudspeaker modeling and measurement. Standards News is a good way to keep up with the most recent developments in areas that affect your professional work. Together with numerous colleagues, Jeremy Cooperstock, outgoing chair of the Network Audio System Technical Committee, has coordinated the writing of an extensive white paper on best practices in the field. Covering the background and challenges of audio networks, as well as numerous case studies of their application in different areas of audio engineering, this document is a must for anyone that works regularly with digital audio in the age of computer systems. Francis Rumsey's Back of the Book article this month reports on audio forensics. The field has a growing following among audio engineers, with an increasing number of sophisticated tools being developed to assist in the forensic examination process. At the 125th convention held last year in San Francisco, Richard Saunders of the University of Colorado, Denver, chaired a workshop to explore the frontiers of audio forensics, which is reported here. Gunshot recording analysis is one of the key themes, as well as electric network frequency analysis and speaker identification. The September edition also features appreciations of forensics expert Richard Saunders, as well as guitar legend and AES member Les Paul, which was written by Alex Case. Read about AES work in your area and news of the sections, and find a section near you in the section's contacts directory. Why not join your local section and help to build the audio community in your area? Find out more and read recent reports from section meetings in the section's pages of our new website. As always, we warmly welcome new members to the Society. To join, please visit www.aes.org/join. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Dr. Agnieszka Roginska. Thanks for listening.